99.9 Radio USA. Oh, nah. That's Chris Young. It is 649. We're at 35 degrees. It's Scott Hansen and Keith Urban with Miranda Lambert on the way. But right now, time to get weird on the Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Vermont airport was evacuated early Friday morning because an employee called in emergency services to investigate an odd smell. The odd smell turned out to be burnt toast. The situation drew multiple fire companies to the Burlington International Airport and forced passengers out of the terminal while an investigation was conducted. After checking the electrical systems and searching for suspicious packages, the firefighters discovered that it was caused by burnt bread, burnt toast. Passengers got to go back inside after a 30-minute delay. They were thankful the responders were ready to help if necessary, though. I wonder, was it like in the cafeteria or who had the burnt toast? How about this? A Montana woman who was lucky enough to make it home without getting busted for driving under the influence ended up arrested after calling cops to ask for help because she couldn't walk while under the influence. Carol O'Mara dialed 911 and told the dispatcher that she needed aid because she couldn't get out of her car. When the operator asked if she was having mechanical or medical difficulties, O'Mara replied that she was just too wasted to exit her vehicle, an admission that led deputies to show up at her home moments later. When officers arrived to help the 55-year-old, they found her sitting behind the wheel with her keys in her pocket and enough alcohol on her breath to blow nearly four times the legal limit. She was hauled in on DUI charges. That's the fourth time she's had that experience, so she, well, obviously is no stranger to that situation. And one more for you this morning. A man in China's Haifei province found out that a surgery he needed could cost him an arm and a leg, so he decided to take matters into his own hands by amputating his own leg with a saw from his tool shed. Zhang Yangling began to experience pain last year and was diagnosed with a life-threatening embolism that he was told would cost $1,000 to treat. After a doctor warned him that he only had 3 months to live if he didn't act, the man went home and got out his tools, sawing through his limb while biting down on a piece of wood to keep himself from screaming. Well, he was successful in treating the leg wound, but now, of course, he needs a trip to the dentist. He lost 3 teeth as a result of biting the wood plank so hard. That's why we call it the Weird News, brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia.
Get the new 2000.